Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will use this city as a tool of witness in the lives of those who are struggling to live godly for you. I pray that it will bring deliverance and set the captive free. Lord, as it goes beyond the prison walls, the highway and byways, that it will compel those to come unto you. Lord, those that are struggling, that they'll begin to live victoriously. And Lord, when that race is over and it is all finished, Lord, they can come unto you and you will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name.
To stand behind the sacred desk. I had so many things going on. Sermons, you ever been like that? It's like, Lord, what do I do? What do I say? And maybe it's for me. This morning when I told Pastor, I said, I'll be there. I just need a little time. I've never had this happen before. I had an anxiety attack. And I thought about my daughter-in-law-to-be. And I was sitting there and I was like, Lord, what's going on? I said, any day could have been a day but today. But you know, God ushered into me and began to tell me the Lord was my shepherd. And I just give God praise this morning. Hallelujah. I just give him praise, hallelujah, because he's a good God. He's a faithful God. He's a wonderful God. He's a passionate God. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just praise God because, you know, God is showing me whatever you go through, I'm going to be there. And I truly thank God because my husband and I have said we haven't yet wrapped our mind around Victoria. Sometimes I'm sitting at home and she come to my mind and I see that smile and she'll say something like, oh, Mom. Or she'll call my husband Dad. And God is allowing me to let you know whatever you may be going through, you can make it through the storm. You can make it through the storm. And as I said today, he may just be ministering to me. I'm going to try my best to sing this song. This was the last song I would have sung. You can make it through the storm. You can make it through the rain. You can make it through your trials. Make it through your pain. And though you may not understand, there's a message in God's plan. So while you worship, he'll bring you through it all. Yeah, yeah. You can make it through the storm. Yes, you can. You can make it through the rain. Make it through your trials, even in your pain. And though you may not understand, there's a message in this plan. So why not worship? He'll bring you through it all. You can make it through the storm. Yes, you can. You can make it through the rain. Make it through the trials, even in the pain. And though you may not understand God's message or his plan, so why not worship? He'll bring you through it all. 'cause he is my friend. The storm will last forever. The sun's gonna shine again. He'll bring you through every trial, 'cause he is my friend. You can make it through the storm. Yes, you can. You can make it through the rain. Make it through your trials, even in your pain. And though you may not understand, sometimes I don't. You may not understand. Help me, Lord. You may not understand. Oh, you may not understand. No, you may not understand. There's a message in God's plan, so why not worship? So why not worship? Hallelujah. So why not worship? 'Cause God will bring you through it all. Yes, he will. I know God can. Yes, he will. He'll bring you through it all. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. He'll bring you through it all. Don't give up. Don't be discouraged. God, he will help you to make. He'll bring you through it all. He'll bring you through it all. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Give it honor first to God on today, which is the very breath that I breathe. My companion in the person of Bishop Gerald Haynes, all the social media, we appreciate you. To all the saints, family, friends, visitors in your prospective place, we want to say praise the Lord. You know, I was looking over some notes, and I like to do a measure, what I call a measure. You look where you are today and you look back where it was. In the late 20th century, women wanted to move, and they moved from being homemakers to women of the marketplace. I think we should be aware of that because of high demands now placed upon them. Some women had to go to work. Some women had to change jobs as a homemaker and go outside. They were motivated by their prayers because they were in direct contact with God. Everything they did it through prayer. As they prayed, churches experienced unprecedented revival during these times, and that word means never done or known before. Today, because of all the demands that we place upon our wives, mothers, grandmothers, they have a hard time finding time to pray. So I just want to drop a word and leave a thought with you. Just know that in all of your struggles and everything that you go through, the Lord is your shepherd. Psalms 23, as I said before, maybe this is just for me. I pray that I won't get broken up because God is doing something in the midst of what he's doing. Psalms 23, verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I praise God for the indelible mark that he left through the word of God, because surely goodness and mercy is following each and every one of you through your storm, through your trials. Many have lost loved ones. Many have lost situations, home, finances. I mean, the list goes on. But God wants you to know today that he is your shepherd. It would be pure speculation to try to figure out exactly when Psalms 23 was written. It could have been when Saul was chasing David and his men trying to kill them. They're hiding in the caves by the Dead Sea at Engedi, according to 1 Samuel 23 and 29. Saul discovers David's camp and comes to try to kill the man who is more popular than the king. And let me say this. David didn't make himself popular. The people did. A lot of times, it's not the person that's fighting you, it's the people around you. They did it. David never lifted himself up, but it was those around him. Amen? Ever since David killed Goliath, you can imagine Saul's men in their armor marching around, swords and shields glistening in the desert sunlight. David is bunkered down in a cave, afraid that even one falling rock could give away his hiding place. And then he sees walking across the valley in the front of his cave a shepherd and his sheep. A sense of peace and calm comes over David as he is reminded of the years of tending his father's sheep. He is also reminded of God's care and protection over him. So he writes, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." The Lord is my shepherd. Think about what this phrase is telling us. It is a statement of decision. I have decided that Jehovah God will be my shepherd. I've tried other shepherds, but they just don't measure up. I've tried psychology and philosophy, but it doesn't provide answers. I have tried careers to drive my life, but it does not provide protection. I have tried popularity, but it doesn't last. I have tried friends and family, but they need a shepherd as much as I do. So I decided that Jehovah will be my shepherd, because when I trust him, I have everything I need. In the same way, I have tried other ways to get to heaven, but I decided to follow Jesus. Some of you have ever tried other churches, but they tell you you need to work your way to heaven. And you're never, never sure you've done enough stuff to make God happy. You may have tried other religions, but their founders are still dead. You may have tried other theological systems, but they are so confusing. So we've decided that Jesus will be our shepherd, and we allowed him to make us into something that brings him glory. I trust that his blood sacrifice on the cross will pay for my sins. That's faith saying the Lord is my shepherd, is a step of faith. And that is a decision I make because I believe it is true. The Lord is my shepherd is a statement of decision. The Lord is my shepherd is also a statement of submission. David was used to being a shepherd, but at this moment of crisis, he would have to learn to be a sheep. He was used to being in charge. He was used to getting his way. He was used to trusting his own instincts and expertise. Now he was going to have to learn to be a sheep. Sheep are totally dependent. They can't swim because the wool weighs them down, and their hoofs doesn't act like flippers very well. Their teeth are not going to hurt if they bite you. Sheep have no sense of direction and wanders away all the time. Do that sound like any of us? Sheep have no sense of direction, wander away all the time. They cannot cleanse themselves like a dog or cat. They have no claws to defend themselves, and they can't run away from predators. They cannot tell the difference between good food and poisonous weeds. So they need a shepherd to guide them to the right food. And sheep scare easily. They are timid. They are easily frightened. Did you ever think, why did God decide to call us a sheep? (Laughs) In the same way, we all need to get to the point of saying, I need a shepherd. My life is easily upset. I'm easily frightened. I cannot keep myself clean. I cannot defend myself. I really need someone to watch over me now. Right then when I said that, somebody was saying, I could defend myself. Not the way the Lord can. Because listen, the way they fighting today, they shooting. Someday when you're overwhelmed with how complicated life gets or how desperate or hopeless your situation gets, someday you need to get to the point of saying, the Lord is my shepherd. I need a shepherd. It is a statement of humility to admit that we are as helpless as a sheep. Saying the Lord is my shepherd is a statement of submission. It is a statement of trust. The Lord is my shepherd, and I am just a sheep. I need a shepherd, and I trust the shepherd to care about me, be concerned about my feelings, to want to guide me through the trouble I'm facing. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trusting God means he will direct our path. Matthew 6 and 33, free from worry about clothing, food, or shelter, when I trust him and seek him first. It might seem odd that people would regard the Lord as shepherd, given the fact, listen to this, that shepherding was a lowly occupation involving long hours, hard and dangerous work, and modest pay. However, people respected the attentiveness shown by good shepherds towards their sheep. Sheep was not very smart, and absent good leadership, were inclined to wander away on their own. They were defenseless against predators such as lions or bears. They needed a shepherd to lead them to the water and pasture and to guard them against a host of danger. In the New Testament, Jesus refers to himself as the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep, John 10 and 2. The author of the book of Hebrews referred to Jesus as the great shepherd of the sheep. Hebrews 13 and 20, Peter refers to him as the shepherd and guardian of your soul. 1 Peter 2 and 25 regards him as the chief shepherd. When we learn to say, the Lord is my shepherd, we can easily say, I shall not want. Now I'm going to go back for a second. I want to stop there. I want to read you a story because this is imperative to what I'm saying. I hope I bought it. Okay. Some years ago, a magazine carried a series of pictures that graphically depicted a tragic story. The first picture was a wheat field in western Kansas. The second showed a distressed mother sitting in a farmhouse in the center of the wheat field. The company's story explained that her three-year-old son had wandered away from the house and into the field while the mother wasn't looking. The mother and father searched and searched all day, but the little fellow was too short to be seen over the wheat. The third picture showed dozens of friends and neighbors who had heard the boy's plight and who had joined hands the next morning to make a long human chain as they walked through the field searching. The final picture was that of a heartbroken father holding his lifeless son who had been found too late, dead from exposure. The caption underneath read, oh God, if only we had joined hands sooner. Does this sound like anyone you know? You know, I believe that we should be innovative in our community. I believe that we should be kept busy. But I believe God, the first thing on God's minds is souls. We do whatever we want to do, but when it comes time to pray, we're scattered. We go wherever we want to go, but when it comes time to pray, we're missing in action. But then we say the Lord is our shepherd, and he has everything I need, but when he calls us, we're missing in action. I don't know about you, but when I read that story, I thought about Noah, and I know he's not able, well, he is walking now, but he's not able to get away like that. The other day, when he first started walking, I told Pastor I went in the bedroom for something. When I turned around and looked behind me, here he is, walking. And I said, oh, we got trouble. Because now he's going to be everywhere, all over the house. And yes, Sister Lily, he was in the cabinets. So I went to the kitchen, and I turned around, and I hear this thing slam, slam, slam. And he's getting enjoyment out of slamming it. But I said that to say just how attentive my eyes was on him. That's how attentive God's eyes is on us. Even though we get missing in action, even though when prayer's called, we're nowhere to be found, even though when something happened, God is our last resort. But I want you to know today that God wants you to know the Lord is your shepherd. And there's no lack when God becomes your shepherd. One thing I learned about God, he's faithful even when I'm not. He'll be there, hallelujah, even to the end of the world. But yet we find ourselves, God tends to be our last resort. Only when we need him do we show up and call him. The Lord is my shepherd. Imagine how much stress and worry this thought can eliminate. Nothing can make me afraid because I know God is working ahead of me and for my welfare. Psalms 56 and 4 said, in God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid what mere men can do to me. Notice the picture. When we learn to say the Lord is my shepherd, we'll find ourselves settling in a quiet pasture with strong shepherd watching over me. We'll find ourselves trusting in God's ability, and that produces a peace and quietness. I want to say this because I think that it's worth reiterating. I may have said it, and I told Pastor this morning when I was driving back home after coming to the church. I said, Pastor, you know what? I said, I don't tell you this as often as I should. I said, but there is nobody in this world that I look up to more than you other than God. I said, I've seen your life, how you've been resilient in ways that I've gotten discouraged. I said, I see how you go and cover yourself in prayer. I see how you wake up. I don't care how late it is, how early it is. You're reading your Bible. And I said, you know what, Pastor? That speaks volumes to me because I need somebody to look at that I don't have to worry about when I turn my back. They somebody else. Hallelujah. All I want to know, hallelujah, I can say today will the real Pastor Haynes stand up, and I know the same one that I live with in my house is going to be the same one that stand up in this church. And I thank God for it because everybody needs somebody that they can look up to in the flesh. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about God. We know that. But a lot of times, hallelujah, we're different than who we are. As like Pastor was saying Sunday, he said something when they was having the funeral. Go up there and find out if that's your daddy in that casket. Because of all the things that they were saying, she knew that wasn't her husband. But I can truly say he is everything that he said he is to be. And everything that he is in front of you, that's how he is at home. And I appreciate that, Pastor. I really do. I really do. I really do. I have sat there and watched the movie, and I saw him in the Word of God, excusing himself. I appreciate the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. When 2 weeks ago, has it been 2 weeks for the funeral? 2 weeks ago, all the saints was praying. We was praying for a different result, Minister Battle. We knew God was going to heal Victoria. We knew it, Sister Prescott. Sister Henderson, she had come and she said, that's right, it ain't over till God says over. We touched and agreed. Lady Collins, we touched and agreed. We touched and agreed. We kept praying. We expected different results. But when they called me and told me, well, actually the night before, I said, Lord, Victoria didn't wither away to nothing. Her wrist was as small as Grace. Her legs, she was so weak, she couldn't lift her head. And I said, God, I'm not questioning you, but I'm asking you, do she have to stay there lying like that? The next morning she died. Now, somebody may not understand. I felt at peace because she didn't have to suffer anymore. Do I miss her? Yes. Words cannot express. But the Lord let me know he's my shepherd. The Lord let me know there's going to be time that he'll put you down just to rest. You have to trust God. And I said that to say because we expected different results, but God had different plans. He had different plans Who knows how she would have been? Who knows what would have taken place? But God, let me know, I'm your shepherd. There's no lack. No matter how much you hurt, no matter what you go through, there's no lack in God. Psalm 78:52 says that my shepherd rescued Israel from Egypt and led them through the wilderness. Those stories in the Bible was written down so they could say to us, I did it once, I could do it again if you just trust me. John 10:11 reminds us that our shepherd laid down his life for us. 1 Peter 2:25 says he's the guardian of our soul. Jeremiah 31:10 says that God is a shepherd who can go in and rescue you from the jaws of someone who is stronger than you are. That's my shepherd. He's able to keep and protect me through whatever I face, because he's bigger than the creation that tries to scare me. When I call God my shepherd, I am saying I need to trust him. It is a statement of contentment. I'm trusting God to meet my needs. I'm trusting God to take care of me. I admit I'm a sheep. The job of the shepherd is to do whatever he has to do to make the sheep produce wool. The shepherd must constantly think ahead for places where his sheep can graze or drink. Now at this time, God already thought of a place where I could rest, and that was under the shadow of the Almighty. That was in the presence of his arms. Now, somebody may have viewed it different, but I want you to know the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. There is no lack in the God that I serve. Hallelujah. He must constantly be moving to green pastures where they can lie down and be content. Contented cows make sweet milk, and contented sheep make high quality wool. You know what? A contented saint will make much prayer. A contented saint will stay in the arms of Jesus. A contented saint will always seek the advice of the shepherd. No matter what happens, no matter how things turn out, he'll always find relief in the arms of the shepherd. God works ahead of our situations. Make glory be to God. He worked ahead of our situation. He knew it would tug on our heart, but he knew because of his word, there'll be no lack because we trust God. Hallelujah. You know the enemy, hallelujah, his desire is to kill, steal, and destroy. But God, he said, I came that you might have life and that more abundantly. I thank God for every breath that I breathe, every prayer that's prayed, because it lets me know the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. God is letting us know that all things work together for good, that them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. You know that scripture says, eyes have not seen nor ear heard. And I know when you're grieving, it's hard to imagine. God got greater things in store. Yes, he does. Oh, I want you to know today, you don't have to give up, hallelujah, all your dreams, all your ambitions. All you got to do is stand firm and believe God is able. The Bible said, no way that formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment thou shalt condemn. But this is the heritage of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. I'm walking, hallelujah, in my destiny because I know God is able. He's faithful in every promise, hallelujah. Things that seem impossible with man is possible with God. Sometimes we feel we at wit's end, but I'm reminded, hallelujah, the word said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. For what cometh my help? My help is in the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He's not suffering my foot to be moved. They're planted on a rock, hallelujah. And sometime I get weary, sometime I get weak, and then I'm reminded, the Bible said, hear my cry, oh God, attend them to my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Oh my God, the Lord is my shepherd. There's no lack in God. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Woo. You know, hallelujah, God is about increase. God is about increase. Think about it. The heap of the sheep depends on what kind of shepherd watches over them. If the shepherd is harsh and cruel, the sheep would not be content. If the shepherd is incompetent, the sheep would suffer hardship and be fearful or undernourished. But if the shepherd is brave and kind and resourceful, the sheep grows and is content. I want to give God praise right now. He's worthy, hallelujah, of my praise. He's a mighty good God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I love this part. It says to eat at the king's table in the presence of my enemy. You know what? Hallelujah. Sometimes the enemy thought he was going to take you out, but God served you a meal that was fit for a king, and he spread the table in the presence of your enemy. I can hear the Father saying, come and dine, the master calling. Oh my God, my God. He'll fix you a meal that's fit for a king, and then he'll stand you up in the face of your adversary, and you'll just give God some praise. You'll just begin to give God praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. After he set me at the table and fixed me a meal, it said my cup running over. Hallelujah. I didn't just get a little drip. My cup was running over. What was it running over with? Goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. And guess what? Sister Tracy, you're going to follow me all the days of my life. Oh, Kandarabo Shata. So when another child come and a child to take me out, goodness and mercy got my back. Hallelujah. I don't have to worry. I don't have to fret. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah, is a strong tower. The righteous running in and are safe. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I give God praise. I'm working down to my clothes. I told you I wouldn't be long. Hallelujah. The word has also have a variety of meanings. Kindness, loving kindness, mercy, goodness, faithfulness, and love, when applied to Yahweh, is fundamentally the expression of his loyalty and devotion to the solemn promises attached to the covenant. Didn't Satan know I'm attached to a covenant? The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Principalities. Now, I want you to know that word means authority. And I looked at that now, authority. And it means first. So the principality that once had you, think he's still first in your life. So every city has a principality. All that sin, all that evil. Remember now, there were fallen angels that came from heaven that's now serving under Satan's rule. So everything that you go through that God does the good, he's going to try to come in and infiltrate. He's going to try to mess you up. But let me tell you, the principality, the rulers of darkness, as long as we stay in the hand of God, as long as we remember the Lord is our shepherd, as long as we remember to pray, because see, when you stop praying, then he gets some foot in your life. But as long as you prayed up, he can't get in. I want you to know the Lord is my shepherd. I want you to know that God is faithful. I want you to know that whatever you need, God got it. We don't stand in lack. There is no need in God. Hallelujah. I want to read the scripture and I'm done. Happy Mother's Day. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie. You know, some of us, we don't know how to rest, so he have to make us lie down. Making me to lie down in green pastures. He, hallelujah, he leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. Sometimes you just need a restoration. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Look at there, he let you walk through it. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God bless you. At this time, is there anyone desire prayer? The altar workers will come up and pray with you. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There's no place else I'd rather be. Stand firm and hold your position. You know, God can take your wounds and make them weapons. Just got to stay prayed up. When they had my funeral, Sister Prescott seen this over my funeral, okay? She's smiling. I'm so serious. Somebody call Grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God's love is extravagant. His friendship to me, ooh, it's amazing. God's love is extravagant. His friendship to me, ooh, intimate. Something about the love, something about the love of Jesus. Something about it, something about it. God's love is extravagant. His friendship to me, ooh, it's a man. God's love is extravagant. His friendship to me, thank you, Jesus, ooh, it's a man. Something about him. Something about him. Something about it. Something about the love of Jesus. Something. God's love is extravagant. Friendship to me, ooh, intimate. To me, hey, hey, something about it.
Something about it.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to be on the heavenly choir. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Something about the love of Jesus. Something about the love of Jesus. Something about the love of Jesus. Something about it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. I gotta give you thanks, because Lord, everything that you have done, I didn't look at it now. I thank you, Lord, for the release of every chain. Everywhere I go, God, I gotta give you praise, because you have heard my cry. We have been smothered by the grace of God, and it has brought us joy. Therefore, Lord, we was able to make a joyful noise in this city. We have learned to forgive, and with that in mind, God, I just can't stop praising you. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise.